For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Lies, damn lies, and criminal justice statistics. The U.S. Justice Department released a new estimate of the number of drug offenders in federal prisons. According to the department, at the end of 2003, there were 85,789 drug offenders in federal prisons. That represents 56.7% of all federal prisoners. For perspective, in 1994, federal prisons held a total of 84,253 inmates on all offenses. According to the department, 42.25% of federal drug inmates in 2003 were African American, 30% were Hispanic, 23% of offenders were non-Hispanic whites, and 2.25% were Hispanic blacks. Unfortunately, the department's published report isn't that specific. They think only in black and white. Hispanics, or Latinos, are not typically reported in their own category. Instead, most are counted as white. Even now, those numbers are only available by analyzing the raw data. Fortunately, an online system for data analysis now exists, courtesy of the nonprofit think tank, the Urban Institute. Getting this data will continue to be a challenge. In the new federal crime reporting system, the National Incident-Based Reporting System, or NIBRS, Hispanic ethnicity is an optional data field. That means police agencies will be able to continue bleaching their statistics to hide racial profiling and racially biased enforcement. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
5 years ago, Afghan heroin production was 18.5 tons. 5 years ago, the U.S. began its military occupation of Afghanistan. 2 years ago, annual Afghan heroin production hit a record 420 tons, and the U.S. State Department reported that it represented, quote, an enormous threat to world stability, end quote, and that the country was, quote, on the verge of becoming a narcotic state, end quote. 2 years later, annual Afghan heroin production has increased to 610 tons, The UN reports that 3.5 million Afghanis are now growing opium, providing 92% of the world's heroin. This week, UN anti-drug chief Antonio Maria Costa called for NATO to take military action to destroy the opium industry in Afghanistan. This week, an Afghan provincial governor was killed by a suicide bomber, along with his nephew, a driver, and bodyguard. At his funeral, another suicide bombing killed an additional 6 people. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.